Okay, so there he is. No, this is POL. RPO. Now we are in the Suverna. Whatever. I mean, this is picked up from the Suverna story here. Here he is, and he takes a walk up his holy mountain, sits down there and looks at the sunset, seeing the huge sky above, the beautiful horizon. Red. With calm. And he longs for his beloved one. And he's trying to tolerate and stand being away from her. I mean, when you really love someone, of course you want to be close to her, right? Hold her, smell her hair, kiss her lips, and just be there. In each other's presence. But then, how to deal with that love and separation, which can seem like hell. Why, oh why am I here walking alone this beautiful night when it would be so perfect to be the two of us here? Maybe she doesn't like me, but maybe that's why she's not here. And all that. But then kind of gets it, the answer, which is this time not bombastic and loud and spectacular, but a humble little insight that yes, love is not something you get, but something you give. That's of course true. We all know that. But when you're walking like this, with your beloved one in your heart and mind, it gets painful when you think about what you want to get but you don't have. You want that sweet, beautiful person there, this lady with a beautiful smile and voice and cool red hair, those clothes, personal. Soft, nice. That presence of her body, the beautiful body to look at. And the radiation, the aura, the warmth, the breath, the heartbeat. the mind to share with words or just being together. Just being there together. It's subtle. Some think it's all about just getting her down into a bed. And getting that sexual satisfaction and then, wow, phew, complete success. We made love. I got love. And I want more of that love. Give me more. I want to be together with you all the time and get more. And that becomes a burden, it becomes a demand, it becomes something selfish. But what is real love then? Well, he thought as he walked there alone, imagining her at his side, imagining holding her beautiful little hand. Holding her around the shoulder, helping her over rocks and tree trunks. Sitting there with her at his side and just looking at the sunset and just loving her. Doing everything that he can do to show that love, express that love. And he found out that this he can do even when she's not physically present. Because again, it's not about getting, but giving. It's not about being loved, but to love. Loving. And that, he realized, I can do always, anywhere. Other side of the planet. And maybe, by the grace of God and Goddess, Radha and Krishna, if he just tries to give that love, express that love, be in that remembrance and thought about her, with his heart there, full of that love, expressing it the way he can, out into the universe, into the world, subtle, gross, whatever, and maybe it will reach her. Somewhere, maybe. She can feel that. And just the thought of that was enough for him. What else do I need than to show her my love? And even with the hope that maybe that love will reach her somehow or other. That she will maybe be happy. That she may go, oh, I feel so good now, someone thinks of me. What is this? Well, that's up to Radha Govinda, I thought. But as far as I'm concerned, this is enough for me. Because love sees no limits. And he remembered having read in the Bhakti scriptures of India that in the real world, our real relationships, just thinking of someone is the same as being with that one. Because on the soul level, the level of our actual selves, the eternal Atmas here, there's no limitation caused by this illusory material environment that makes us seem to be apart, sometimes even though we're very close. And maybe that's even a lesson, that you might be physically very close but still a long way apart. But you may be a long way physically apart, but still be very close. So yes, he got some humble but very important insight that night. And he just hopes and prays now that he will be able to keep that in his heart. Always remember that. Because then he can wait. Of course he wants to meet her again, be close to her again. That's the real thing, but this love at distance, which is probably what it's called, Parakya Rasa, he thinks, he remembers. Love and separation. It's sometimes said to be even sweeter because it can get so intense. And it's all anyway going on there within us, isn't it? Real love is going on deep there in the heart. And it's for real. And it's good. And it's completely satisfying. Well, not fully, because that's the idea with love. It gets sweeter and sweeter, and it's a play, it's a drama, it's a pastime, it's a leela, and Krishna and Radha is there behind it. Krishna Kamadev is playing and fooling us, and this way this is the most exquisite Leela play there is, of course. And you better realize when you play this game that here you have no control. Here you cannot make up a plan and say, this is how it's gonna go next month, next hour, tomorrow. Because you're not alone about this. There are two free spirits who somehow got together, met, and feel a connection. And then it is all played from there. Sometimes the sweetest embrace. Sometimes drama, sometimes doubt, sometimes confusion, anger, even jealousy. But we learn these rasas are there, and that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. And knowledge is all about learning what love is, learning to love. And the personification, the center, the goddess of all love, is Srimati Radhika. So she is in charge, Vrindavaneshwari Radhe Radhe. She is in charge. And you better just poor man, bow your head to Radhika and her sisters and daughters and friends and servants, humbly begging for that gift of love. And then beg Krishna to please be able to love her well, not as Krishna loves Radha, because his love is a love of the Supreme Lord, who is supremely independent and sometimes tricky in ways that we cannot be. But that Krishna will take over and guide and help. And teach you how to love for real. So that's his nightly insight. What is going to come tomorrow, he doesn't know. Just as when he woke up this morning, he didn't know. And he asked himself, what's going to happen today? Well, it was another fascinating, rich, mystical day. Such as the days are for him these days. And he's wondering what's going on. But then he gets that voice there within again saying, welcome to Krishna's pastimes. Welcome to Krishna's pastimes. Oh. So that's how it feels.